Tancast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
I am recording.
I am recording.
I am recording.
We are recording.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Tancast.
In 2001, three friends moved into a house together. Because their names were Tim, Andy, and Noah, they called the place the Tan House.
By 2007, these friends had gone their separate ways.
Andy to Atlanta,
Noah to San Francisco,
and Tim to Los Angeles.
Now they get together on the internet every week and discuss movies,
TV,
tech,
politics,
food,
Disney,
comics,
Star Trek,
Apple,
or sometimes just stories of the good old days.
These conversations are raw, explicit, and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
When you hear this sound, that means there's a link to what the boys are talking about in the show notes.
If none of this has scared you off, then you are prepared to listen to the Tancast.
Welcome to Tancast episode 106.
106, get your fix.
Yeah, we're here and we're queer.
Get used to it, because we couldn't come up with a third line.
That rhymed.
All the time.
It's Independence Day.
Why you gotta show me up?
Yes.
Probably not when you hear this. You would have celebrated already.
For our foreign listeners, it's Fuck You Day.
Oh, that's not Fuck You Day.
Yes, it is. It's America Fuck Yeah Day.
America.
America.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah. Coming again to save the motherfucking day, yeah.
Oh, by the way, I'm Tim, the T in Tancast.
I'm Andy, the nationalist A in Tancast.
I'm Noah, the N. I like to barbecue sometimes.
All right. You know what else we like to do sometimes?
Tan laughs?
That's right!
It's time to read some tan laughs. It's the tan laughs just like you. If you tell us to read your tan laughs, that's what we're gonna do. Send them in from anywhere, from Fiji to Vietnam. Email them in to us at fucktards@tancast.com. It's time for some tan laughs.
Oh, diggity dogs, like we've been doing this for years.
We have been doing this for years.
Shit,
oh, it's
we
crazy.
Have.
I had one from CJ that I wanted to start off with. Was anyone else planning to read CJ's?
Nope. Do it.
That's
up.
All you, baby.
All right. Well, this one's from CJ. I know. You're surprised. This is, you know you're a tan casty or tan nasty if. I'm going to read it as though I'm Jeff Foxworthy.
Sweet.
Okay. If someone says it's a bird, it's a plane, and you quickly cover your ass, you might be a tan casty or tan nasty. If you know that Helen Keller was a real person, you might be a tan casty. When words, Andy, you might be a tan nasty. If you would vote for a politician whose campaign slogan is, I'm always fucking right, you might be a tan casty. If you typically begin your eulogies with, he did it, and now it's done, you might be a tan nasty. If you double check to make sure that it's not fake, it's real, you might be a tan casty.
Hey, you always gotta check.
If you think putting on a rubber means wearing a pair of Crocs, you might be a tan nasty.
Hey, there is no sex safer than the sex while wearing Crocs.
Because you ain't getting any.
Now we're going to blow up in the Midwest. I just want you guys to know.
Oh,
woot,
yeah.
Woot.
We'll be doing $1 million shows, baby.
Holy shit. Easily digestible bits of comedy. I want to get all over that.
Have you heard that Walt and Brian are going to get paid already for doing, like, a live Tancast? Or live, not live Tancast, live.
They're doing Tancast? Fuck! We can't get a break!
No, but yeah, they're going to do a paid gig at Hollywood.
Oh, yeah, I did hear that. Yeah, not only are they getting paid to do a podcast, they're getting paid to perform at the Hollywood fucking Improv, something I haven't been able to do in years of trying to get in there.
So, yes, you know, what the lesson there is, kids, is that that kind of creative, a little bit odd, really fat kid that everyone else is making fun of in high school, go be his best friend. Hang out with him when he says, hey, I'm making a movie and I can't afford to pay you. Fucking do it.
It might pay off in the long run.
Just might. All right, shall I go now?
Sure.
All right. I'm going to do one sent in by Jonathan. What's the definition of eternity?
I don't know.
The time between when you come and she leaves. There you go. Quick, easily digestible. Got a theme going.
You might be a tan nasty.
Did we do the one about why can't scientists find a cure for AIDS? We did that one last week, right?
Yes.
I think you did, Tim.
Yes, R something?
Yes, but you said ass. And I was like, you should have said R, so it was funnier.
You can read it the right way if that makes you feel better.
No, I'm good.
Okay.
Oh, we did that one.
Sorry, it sounds wrong for an American to say arse. I'm okay with, like, bugger and bloody. Barely bloody, but arse is it's just too far.
Bloody arse. Hell, shit, fuck.
Okay, I don't think we said this one. No, I'll read this one. This is also from Jonathan. He's been saying that a lot lately. Why did God create Adam before he created Eve?
I don't know why.
Because he didn't want anyone telling him how to make Adam. Ba-dum-bum. You like that one?
I did. I hadn't read it yet. I love when they sneak up on me. Like, oh, shit. Bagow! So, speaking of, I think were both of Jonathan's jokes misogynistic?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right. So, speaking of women, I believe there was a topic that one young man in this podcast wanted to bring up.
Oh,
I should say old man.
Oh, well, nice little segue there, little buddy. So,
look at me segueing out.
Since he's the oldest of us.
Yes.
All right. Teach us, ancient one.
I won't say who, but someone on the Facebook posted a status message that I thought was interesting. Basically, the gist of it was they were on a train, and there were some women. This person is female. There were some women standing. And some of these women had kids, and there was a lot of men around sitting down that would not get up and give their seat to these women.
Wow. Really?
So I think I know how you and Tim are going to side on this, but I thought it would be interesting for discussion.
Don't be so sure, my friend.
Oh, all right. So I think we know how Andy feels. Andy feels like they should have got up.
Oh, yeah. Andy probably would have slapped some motherfuckers on the back of the head and said, get your ass up.
Now, flip side of that, why, because you have a vagina, should I give you my seat? like, what have you done to deserve that seat?
I don't know, maybe put up with being a second-class citizen their whole life?
Fucking, I'm black. Now, granted, I have not experienced as much racism as my ancestors. I've experienced a little. But I don't fucking get on the bus and be like, hey, you, get to the back. Don't you see I'm fucking black?
It's my time, bitch. What?
It's the time of the Negro. Like, Obama. So here's the other thing I was thinking. So if women want to be equal, but on one hand they want to be equal, but on the other hand they want to be treated differently, I mean, can you do both? Can you say, yes, you're my equal, but I'm going to treat you like you are the weaker, fairer sex?
Oh, that's a good question, sir.
I feel like there is some room for compromise to be made there, but I guess my thought is, It should be praised when it happens, but it shouldn't be expected. Kind of like your opinion on tips.
And that's where I was going to go. It's like, to me, it seems, what was the word I was going to say?
Smelly?
Not smelly. Like you're owed something. What's the other phrase for that?
Entitled.
Entitled. Entitlement. Yeah. Like, now, granted, like, if it was an old woman or old man, or someone with kids, I'd probably give my seat. But if it's a young lady, I may not be as apt to, like, be like, oh, let me give you my seat.
If it was a young lady and I was single, I would definitely give up my seat.
You're like, I want to get in that. But, like, I don't know.
As it stands, fuck you. I'm taken.
I would like to put my this in that. Therefore.
But, yeah, I think part of that bothered me is that kind of, like, entitlement. Like, hey, I'm a lady. Why don't you fucking give me your seat? As you guess, all the women agreed. Some of the men, one guy was going the other way. On the comments. I haven't kept up on the comments, but when I last read them, I was like, most women, of course, were like, yes, of course. They need to be taught manners.
And one thing I see it as is, if you're going to make the point of, if women want equality, shouldn't it be equal in all times and all places? I kind of see that as like, well, how about we stop giving up our seats to them once we have also stopped oppressing them in all of these other ways? You know, once they're legally and, you know, in terms of employment and education and all the rest of that stuff, once women actually are completely equal and not looked down to and don't have to put up with things like asshole bosses making them choose between having a kid and having a career and whatnot, Once we get past all of that, then yeah, fine. I'll keep my seat.
I'm starting early. I want to beat the rush.
I'm just saying, if we're talking about that, that's the ideal we should be striving for, we shouldn't take away the little tiny things that we can do to kind of put up, like make up for the misogynist shit that women put up with. It's kind of the same thing with, when you're hiring two people who are equally, equally capable for the job and you pick the minority instead of the white guy.
Affirmative action?
Yes, affirmative action. It fell completely out of my head. Sorry. Yeah, the whole affirmative action thing. It's like, well, you know, we're talking about hundreds of years of non-citizen, not even like second-class citizen, like can't vote, can't determine anything about yourself. Your entire life is lived, well, especially in the South, your entire life is absolutely lived under the rule of somebody else. You're property. You're not a person. You're a thing. And then another 100 years of that being deeply ingrained into the legal fabric of the country, and then another 50 years after that of it still being, you know, not to pick on Republicans, but I won't say Republicans, I will say the right wing, where that's still very much, I mean, you look at the choice of language and the choice of things that that people on the far right go after, and it really is trying to sell fear to white people, fear of brown people.
You gotta be scared of them. They'll rob you.
Well, they will. They will at that, but, you know.
They will pick your strawberries, and they'll fucking rob you.
Yep. They will also fuck your women with their big dicks and big lips and whatever.
And then do a dance.
So, yeah, I'm saying this whole thing about, like, entitlement, I don't like it. I like equality. At my core, I'm a fairly conservative guy. I like the idea of...
You say that, but fucking every episode of Tancast, you're espousing some left-wing shit. I'm a conservative. So anyway, we need more government control of shit. That was a joke.
I'm only leftist because the right has gone so far off the rails. I think if we lived in a society where the far right wing, like, actually was conservative as opposed to being fucking fascist, totalitarian, theocratic. Yeah, I would absolutely be a conservative in a country where that wasn't what being conservative meant you got lumped into.
All right.
I like the idea of people who work hard and are skilled and take risks and do well get rewarded for those things. I don't think that's actually what the far right wing is pushing for. They're pushing for people who have money, keep that money and make more money. You know, they're not pushing for opportunities for excellence. They're pushing for protectionism of the people who are already empowered.
So there you go, ladies. The good news is if you see Andy on a train, he will give you a seat. The bad news is he will give you a 5-minute lecture on his geopolitical philosophy.
And the worst news is I'm fucking fat and ugly, so if you see me on the train, I've already ruined your day.
I can imagine he's like, fuck it, just take the seat back.
The bad news is if you see me and no one on a train, fucking, you're standing. The good news is he ain't saying shit.
I'll listen to my iPhone.
He won't make eye contact.
Oh, that's
however, if you see me on a train, it's like Vegas. Roll the dice. Take your chances. Depends on what mood I'm in.
Which Tim did I get? I got asshole Tim.
Yeah, did someone walk very slowly in front of me on the way to this train, and I'm fed up with humanity in general? I'm like, fuck it. All people can die.
One thing I would be curious about, like, if you presented, like, women with the option, like, okay, you can have total equality, you can get paid as much as guys, you know, everything across the board, but you won't get treated special, you know. You don't get diamond earrings for your birthday. You get a plane band when you get married. You know, you have to go have these on the mail. No one's going to open a door for you. No one's going to give you a seat. I wonder, I'm sure women would probably choose more money, but you never know. I'm sure someone out there, but like, I want to be treated that way.
Yeah, I don't know if it's fair to say no one would ever open a door, because like, I open doors for guys every so often. Just, like,
I'm saying in this made up scenario I made up.
Gotcha.
We do raise little girls with this expectation that their ideal is to be a little princess. And some of that may be just setting them up for disappointment and failure later in life.
I'm not going to be raising my girl. I'm going to get a strap on. Like, you can be like, I'm going to treat you like a dude. Get you a boy haircut.
I'm going to raise my girl to be a cum dumpster. Like, listen, you are a receptacle for man seed, and don't you ever forget it.
So basically, you're raising a stripper.
Of course, I'm going to raise my boy the same way, so I don't want you to think I'm sexist. I'm just really bad with children.
Nice. I'm sure Child Services would love to give you a visit.
Ha! Joke's on you, Child Services. There's no children here.
Yet. There may be someday.
Well, I might change my philosophy by the time a children rolls around.
I've already called them. I told them to keep an eye on you. if you see him near any kids, tackle him.
But they're way too busy. R. Kelly and the Catholic Church are still on the loose. Oof. They don't have time to monitor me.
Church is touching them. R. Kelly's peeing on them.
What is R. Kelly up to these days?
Oh, I'm going to assume peeing on teenagers.
probably laying the fuck low.
Michael Jackson's gone. R. Kelly went into hiding.
I'm the only one left. They're all going to focus their hate on me. I didn't fucking write Billie Jean. I'm fucked.
I was just watching that Dave Chappelle, I'm going to pee on you skit. Oh, that's good stuff.
I love when he talks about meeting R. Kelly, and R. Kelly was like, how are you going to make a video about peeing on people? And he was like, how are you going to make a video about peeing on people?
Oh, that was good.
Yeah, I mean, really, if you think about it, Chappelle made a video about making a video about peeing on people. He's one video
blew
removed.
My mind.
I'm going to piss on you, pee on you, I piss on you. Dave Chappelle, come back, make a show again. You are funny.
Only thing that make my life complete when I turn your face into a toilet seat.
I forgot about that. Like the finer points of that video. Like, I remember it, but I don't really think about it. There's some funny there. Quite a bit of it, in fact.
I drink Chris, you drink piss.
I wanna poo on you too.
I wanna pee in your food. I love the big thing of R. Kelly's doo-doo butter.
Oh my god.
I enjoy that as well.
Just the pan up, and he's just like, you know, he looks like a chef. Just like, look at this good stuff I'm pouring. Oh, man, my wife was being human TMZ yesterday and was telling me that apparently Chappelle freaked out again.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was like on a charter plane or something like that, flying from wherever to where he lives in Ohio. And I guess like he kept like going up and knocking on, like doing the, are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? And like going into the cockpit and
what the fuck?
This is like
how is he not tackled like right away?
Charter flight. It was like his flight. Yeah,
got it.
And I may have bits of this wrong because my wife told me once yesterday. I didn't read it myself, and it's coming through TMZ or fuck knows where.
It wasn't a plane. It was Eddie Murphy, and he just asked for more orange juice.
Probably. It was a tour bus, and it was in Florida, and it was some white dude. It was some old white Jew. Somehow became Dave Chappelle in a plane above Ohio.
So according to the Daily News, he was considered a flight risk, so they landed the plane. He refused to buckle his seatbelt, repeatedly
entered
the cockpit,
right?
And at one point, he grabbed the pilot's arm. Sorry, what were you saying, Andy?
Like they put down like somewhere, I think in Pennsylvania, like Pittsburgh or something.
Yeah, Pittsburgh.
Like that.
Maybe he saw D. Donnell.
Maybe. You're like, look at that white woman. Got to get me some of that.
Titty red
hands
dude.
Off, motherfucker.
I bet she likes skinny black guys. She looks the type.
I get that sense from her.
Yeah, so apparently then he hired like a limo or a cab or something like that to drive him all the way to Ohio. And like couldn't describe where he lived.
Something like, wrong with that boy.
Couldn't give the guy like an address or something like that. So I was like, oh, Dave Chappelle was high as a motherfucker.
What? No.
No.
Sure, he was just making some reasoned decisions based on facts that he had observed.
Absolutely, and I'm sure the resin stains on his fingers were because he was doing some gardening.
Poor Chappelle. Oh, well, while we're...
Poor Chappelle, he's got all that money and fame. My heart bleeds for him.
He's got problems too, Andy. Just because you're rich don't mean your problems go away.
Well, I think that was the core thesis behind Funny People, wasn't it?
That your problems don't go away?
I never saw Funny People.
It's a good movie. Watched it yesterday.
All right.
It's a good movie. Yeah, you when you're rich, you got problems too, baby.
It's kind of dark.
Yes, but then you have money, so that helps.
Yeah, yeah. It's like the whole time, it's like you're supposed to be feeling bad for Adam Sandler, and I'm like, dude, fucking look at his view. Look at his yard. Look at his pool. Look at his pool next to his yard and his view and his nice cars. And the private fucking jet that he's flying to a MySpace party in.
Like Ben Affleck was saying in the Jersey Girl commentary, people get the feeling like, you know what? When you're rich, you got to eat shit. That's how it works, okay? You're rich, you got to eat shit. I eat shit. I drive a Pinto. Fuck you.
What the fuck?
What the fuck indeed?
A bird was like flying from my window, landed on the screen, poked at it, and then took off.
It was trying to get you to come along. It's like, hey man.
Hey man, what you doing?
We're going out
on podcast.
Come on.
I'm Bird.
You should read some of my tweets.
Oh, you douche.
All right. Douche was called for.
So, I'm going to talk about the recipe. I haven't made this yet, but I'm going to make it today for me and little Timmy.
It's time for another episode of Don't Masturbate in the Kitchen. Don't masturbate in the kitchen. Don't beat your meat on the grill. We're trying to make some delicious food. We don't need you fucking up our meal. Now we'll give you a recipe that you can use at home. Cooking can be fun if you always remember. Do not stroke your bone.
Don't masturbate in the kitchen. Don't masturbate in the kitchen. I don't remember the song, but it was kind of funny. Dun 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 dun. Whiz whiz, blend blend.
Sounds like Andy didn't hear the theme song.
Sizzle sizzle.
That was the theme song I started singing last week. So.
Yeah, I know, but you didn't hear the theme song that got played, which is way better than your piece of shit.
Oh,
suck it.
Oh, I will not suck it. You will be the one who does the sucking.
Well, I got these nuts. I got these nuts. They're fresh.
Very 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 organic.
Fresh and crispy. Yeah. That's for you.
Turds are organic. Doesn't mean we want them in the show.
Our whole show is a turd, dude.
Yes, but we polish it.
To a nice shine. A nice turdy shine.
Shiny a poop.
So I had a bunch of turkey left over from when I... it was frozen, so don't worry about it. It hasn't been sitting in the fridge all this time.
For when you fucked a turkey?
Yeah, when I fucked a turkey. It was like, bang! It just fucking turned into turkey burgers. It was awesome.
How so do you tenderize your turkey?
Southwestern turkey cheddar burgers with grilled onions. You will not be getting the grilled onions or the cheddar, Tim.
I don't mind the cheddar.
Oh, okay. Well, then you'll be getting some cheddar. How do you like that?
Sweet.
So
I like it. I like it. I like it a great deal.
Sounds very delicious. Normally you put onions in the actual meat. I will be skipping that step for a little Timmy there. It's got some wheat germ in it, chili powder, cumin, salt, ground pepper, turkey breasts. And you make it into a nice little thing with the turkey. And then you grill some onions, put them on top. Grill your little rolls, put those in there. And boom, you're done. Somewhat. There's more steps, but, you know, I'll send the link to the recipe. And you can make like a chipotle poblano ketchup. I'm going to be skipping that step because it seemed like a lot of work.
Chipotle
pussy,
poblano?
Pussy.
Yep.
Pussy.
Actually, does sound pretty good.
We have
pussy.
To, like, you have to grill the peppers and then let them sit and then to cut off the skin and blend it. And I was just like, meh, nah.
Yeah, but you can make a bunch and then have it for later.
Well, yeah. For today's purposes, I'm going to skip that step. But
what kind of onion are you going to be using?
I got some yellow onions. Those sweet onions, right?
Wait, I thought you just said you weren't using onions.
He's not putting them into the meat.
Yeah, I'm going to grill some onions to put on top of my burger.
All right, then.
But normally you put the onion in the burger. I'm going to skip that part.
That is a good idea, because you don't need onions in the burger. Onions on the burger is better.
I like onions in the burger, but whatever.
Mm-hmm. I like onions in the ground, unpicked, and just sitting there.
No, it's sad. Stephanie had to remind me about the onion part.
She's like,
oh, then
you know
Tim better than me.
We hang out a lot when you're not around.
She's like, doesn't Tim not like onions? I'm like, yes, you are correct. Good call. Because you might have been very sad and hungry.
Well, guys, this is a fun barbecue. I'm going to run to McDonald's right quick.
McDonald's is closed for the 4th. What the fuck?
No way.
No. A Target's open. Oh, fuck. I was at Target. Oh. fuck? You were?
I was. I was fucking there.
You said you weren't going to because of how they participated in the Holocaust.
What? Are you really saying truthful stuff, Andy, or are you making shit up?
No, he's not. The target wasn't even a company when the Holocaust was happening.
Maybe the owners who started it, like, I don't know.
Oh, man. Sometimes I love just the mythos that I've built around myself. I can just talk right out of my ass and people are like, what, really?
You never know. There's some weird connections in this world.
It happens to me, like, all the time at work. Like, I'll say something just random and people at work will be like, seriously? But fuck no, not seriously.
I think we should start that rumor on the internet that Target was involved in the Holocaust.
Oh.
That's called slander, sir.
Oh. How about Target? How about sources say Target was involved in the Holocaust?
What sources? Me?
I don't have to reveal my sources. I'm a journalist.
Wouldn't it be libel because it's being written or broadcast? Slander's spoken. Or, like, you know, in some way impermanent.
Wait, say that again, Andy?
I thought that slander was, like, spoken defamation. Like,
so what, if you write something about someone that's not true, that's not slander?
It's libel.
Oh, okay. Well, we're speaking.
Yeah, but, well, we're broadcasting. There's a permanence to it.
Okay. Anyways,
there's a permanence
I was at
to your mama's butt.
We were checking out, and all of a sudden, I hear this huge fat lady came in, wearing stretchy pants, and then a shirt that did not cover maybe half her belly. Covered half her belly, maybe.
Did you walk over and ask her if she'd meant to go to Walmart?
Cottage cheese belly, which is fine. You know, that's cool. That's cool. But apparently, she's not allowed at that Target, because then the security was following right behind her, and she walks in the indoor and walks out the outdoor screaming, yeah, call the police! Call the police! Call them! It's like, what the fuck is going on?
Welcome to Target, no fat chicks.
Oh, no. But it's just like, it's like, you don't see, like, maybe you do, but you don't often see, like, nicely dressed, put together people acting like that. Like, of course she had, you know, the stretchy pants with the gut hanging out.
Of course.
I'll tell you what, though, if she is on the train, you better give up your seat, because she's sitting down one way or the other.
Did you guys watch Tosh.0 this week?
It ain't about chivalry. It's about self-preservation. No, I didn't. Yes, I did watch Tosh.0.
I did not.
They had this chick on there, Noah. She was taller than I am and weighed easily a bill more than me. And, she sat on Tosh.
Apparently, loved it.
Apparently, it's a thing she does.
Now, how is she fat?
She's got a big ass.
Interesting.
I mean, you know, at 6 foot. 3 or 6 foot 4 or something like that, they said she was. And, like, 350 something.
You know what that is, Andy? That's a huge bitch!
That is a huge bitch. And I said that as soon as she was on the TV. Turned around and went, that's a huge bitch! She's like,
What? That's funny! Why would she have that?
I was meeting with some vendors. It was this work thing this week. I walked in, it was off-site, like it wasn't at where my actual company is. I go walking into this place, like this meeting conference area where we're going to be meeting with them, and it's somebody who's from a totally different company who just also happened to be there, goes walking by me. And this chick had to be like 2 inches taller than me. And I almost blurted out loud, oh my God, you're tall! Just like by the skin of my teeth, kept that inside my head.
You got skin in your teeth?
I got skin on my teeth. I don't really brush.
Did the Nazis put it there?
Yes, the Nazis put it there. No, the Snazis did. I like to go and just, you know, pack another layer onto the...
Ew.
It was actually the grammar Nazis. They took a break from correcting people's sentences and put skin in Andy's teeth.
Yep, and then they killed some grammar Jews. Speaking of racism, Mel Gibson.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, shit. Oh. Someone did suggest we talk about that this week.
Now, did anyone actually hear this recording?
I have not.
No, and fucking... Fuck! I hate...
Oh, I feel a rant coming on.
No, not really. Just an outburst. I hate when something like this happens and they're like, oh, there's a recording, and then it's not out. But then people post a bajillion videos on YouTube going, here's the rest. You search for it on YouTube, and then like there's a bajillion videos, and you click on each one, and it's like, oh, we don't have a video here, but click on this link and you can see a video. Fuck you, and fuck your link. Like, either rickroll me or get the fuck out of my way.
Yep.
I should say I would hold judgment until I fucking hear this recording.
I don't know, man. I've seen quotes of it, like on Radar Online, which I actually just clicked through.
I'm not saying it's possible he did it. I'm erring on the he probably did say it, but I'm just saying I'd like to see some proof. Here's some proof.
Your mama wants to see some proof.
But man, like when's that dude gonna fucking learn?
What I love is that he supposedly tells her, "You look like a fucking pig in heat, and if you get raped by a pack of, I'm assuming, niggers, it will be your fault." Because everybody put stars in the middle there, so it could be naggers, it could be knickers, it could be...
like the South Park episode?
Yeah, it's N star star star, so there's a lot of ways to fill in
three... I'm going to go out on a limb and say he wouldn't be as much trouble if it said knickers.
Yeah, that's true. What
like,
I really
man,
love...
that guy hates fucking underclothing.
Oh, Mel.
What I love most about it was the posting on Dig. People started debating, wait, is it a pack of niggers? Could it be a pride of niggers or a gaggle of niggers?
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Someone else replied, I prefer parliament.
I prefer this, a boys to men of niggers.
This may be one of the best ones on Dig was, as a dark skin, I'm absolutely speechless. I have to check the files, but I don't remember Mel getting... a mark on his honorary Negro ID card to use the N-word. Then again, our filing system and database are a bit out of date, and there may be some rogue dark skins giving that privilege out like Tic Tacs, even though there's a moratorium on usage. It goes on from there about how Dog the Bounty Hunter and Imus got their shit approved, that Eminem
Michael
got
Richards?
Approved, but Tina Turner or Danny Glover may have approved Mel but never told anyone.
Oh, fuck. Speaking of Tina Turner, I was listening... This is sidetracked, but I was listening to the latest Grammar Girl. Have you heard it, Tim?
No, not yet. I was saving it because I got some more long drives ahead, so I'm saving up some podcasts.
Okay, well, she was talking about finding your voice, and she talked about two different headlines when Ike died. Ike Turner.
Mm-hmm.
And one was Ike dies, you know, pretty straightforward. The other one was... Ike beats Tina to death. I was like, that is so fucked up.
I'm actually speechless.
So, yeah, that was it. I was just like, man, that is fucked up. I can't believe someone would print that.
Yeah, I'm like, this wasn't The Onion, I assume. It was a
real
paper?
No. It was... I mean, it sounded like a semi-respectable paper. I can't remember the two papers now that she listed. I just remember that headline.
That's one of those where you hear that and go, yeah, yeah, I believe it. Seems about right. Seems the way that was heading.
So that was all. That was my little side tangent, whatever.
Hooray for the side tangent.
Oh, man. Supposedly Mel Gibson said that he's going to come and burn the fucking house down, but she'll blow him first.
Why? Did he know this was being recorded?
I'm going to guess no. Are you getting all this? Are you getting all this? I can do another take if you need to.
How are your levels?
Ma, 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 ma.
Nigger, 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 nigger.
If you want to do a video chat, I can dab some blackface on right quick.
Oh man, what? You just wonder what's going on with those people. Like, hey, why do you have so much hate? Like, that's one of those people. Like, hey, you got money. Why you gotta hate?
Yeah, fucking black people aren't affecting you one way or the other any more than any other race is affecting you.
You're doing all right,
You're all
buddy.
Right.
and a pack of niggers.
I like how it's a pack, like we roam in packs. Can we roll now? We ain't got a pack together, yo.
It's only a couple of us. We're like a collection of niggers.
We need to be a
pack.
Let's
get Bill over here. Bill will make us a pack. Then we can go out. We can roam.
Why niggers? Why not Mexicans or Indians or Chinese? Chinese rape
apparently
people,
niggers
I'm sure?
love to rape people dressed like pigs.
Apparently. Pigs in heat.
We do love bacon. Mmm, delicious.
Everyone loves bacon. You know what? I'm going to come right out and say this. Fried chicken is delicious.
Yes, it is.
I don't like the skin. I would prefer to be skinned and then breaded. It's just me.
Are you somewhere that... Is it Japan? Is the biggest consumer of fried chicken?
Oh, look at that.
I don't know if it's true. I did not do my research. I think
my father-in-law
said it.
Chicken and waffles place in L.A.
I have not tried that yet.
Ah, it's delicious. Huge biscuits, less than a dollar. Huge.
I'm sure there's a chicken waffle place in the Bay Area. Let's do it, Tim. Me and you, baby.
There's one in Oakland.
Let's do it.
I cannot remember what it's called.
I'm sure Yelp will help us out.
Well, Yelp will lead us to a place that was closed 5 months ago.
we'll call this that first.
Oh, well, that's a way to go.
Well, they're not picking up. It doesn't seem like a good sign. I checked, and Yelp finally listed that place as closed. The deep fried
place.
Way
to go, Yelp. Getting it done.
Way to get on it.
You're doing it.
Don't want to rush these things.
I'm going to go check that Mexican food place that I've told them like 3 or 4 times it's closed. Let's see.
He's going to do that now.
I am going to do that now. You guys talk amongst yourselves.
So I was in Disneyland yesterday.
Lucky.
How was that?
It was fun. I was one of the few, like, I haven't done this in a while where I get there pretty much close to opening and stay till it closes. I don't do that very often anymore.
Was it wonderful?
It was, actually. It was a lot of fun. I sometimes I forget that that's the reason I go so often, because I just like that place. recently, it seems like I go to film something.
But now you went for fun and enjoyment.
Yeah, it was fun. I did my, the old Lucas trifecta for one last time, because they're taking out Star Tours for a year.
Okay.
The Captain EO, Star Tours, Indiana Jones, Lucas trifecta. Back when there was nothing but respect and admiration for George Lucas.
What are they taking Star Tours out for?
They're making Star Tours 2.0.
Huh.
Or actually, I believe it's now called Star Tours, The Adventure Continues. However, it is set in the past of the current Star Tours. So, the adventure predates this. Why? Stop it.
Do you have
Please.
Some inside information about what they're going to do?
It's going to be a similar ride, but it's going to be in 3D.
Oh, of course.
Because everything's got to be in 3D now.
It does.
Mm-hmm.
My dick's in 3D.
Well, that'd be good, because, I mean, paper-thin dick does not get the job done.
Just another sidetrack. Have you listened to the newest Doug Benson, Tim?
Yes, I listened to it on my way, the last leg of my journey.
I thought it was funny when they were talking about King Kong ride, and he's like, it's in 3D. I thought it already was in 3D. It's cracking me up. I'm like, yes, it was in fucking 3D. It's in real life.
Yeah, it sucked. It was like the world's biggest audio animatronic, and now it's two 3D screens. Yay! That's almost as exciting.
Now, but supposedly it's... Well, I mean, you heard this part. 360 3D, which I have no idea what the fuck that means.
It just means there's two 3D screens on either side of you.
So you just turn around like, oh, there's 3D. Oh, 3D over there.
Yeah. Because I saw some video about it where... I was going to call him Peter Lorre. Peter Jackson.
Peter Lorre.
He was talking about it, how like the T-Rex and the King Kong
they fight.
Yeah, and then they roll over the tram, and I guess you feel them rolling, and then you can see them on either side of the tram. Yippee!
Oh, so there's not even an animatronic anymore. It's just all screen.
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
Now, from what it sounds like, it didn't seem like there was. I'm like, oh, that's called doing it on the cheap. Why did it take this fucking long to put up two movie screens?
That does seem kind of gay. Oh well.
Not like you were heading to Universal Studios anytime soon anyway.
Well, I was about to go right now.
I think you're lying.
I can get down there in time, baby.
So one thing. Disneyland was not particularly crowded for the Saturday of a 3-day weekend.
Did you like that?
And that is because... What's that?
Oh, sorry. Why is that?
I think it was because they have they blocked out the people who have annual passes that aren't... the premium annual pass that costs a lot of money. Like, so all the Southern California people and all the people who bought the next tier up, they can't go this weekend. So it's just people who either bought tickets or have a pass like mine. And that was nice. I think I may aim for blocked out weekends from now on. Well, except that my pass is expiring. But other than that.
Well, I'm sure you'll get another one.
Maybe someday, but I'm not renewing this one.
Well, does your mama usually do it for you? Mama?
She did the first couple years because it was a present, but not anymore.
Oh, okay. Is the new color thing, is that at Disneyland? The Color
it's
of Light.
It's at Disney's California Adventure.
Did you get to see it, or had you already seen that?
I had not already seen it, and I did. That was one of the reasons I stayed all the way to closing. I'm like, well, I hardly ever am at Disneyland at night, because if I'm in L.A., I'm usually doing comedy at night. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to watch this World of Color. And I did, and it was colorful.
Was it great, or just eh?
I mean, it was good. I wouldn't say it was like, oh, my God, I've lived. But it was a cool show.
Is there three separate ones?
What do you mean?
Like three different shows or something? I saw Van mention something about it, and it sounded like he said there's three different color light displays.
Well, there's three different performances of the same show. It's like, you know, going to a movie theater, and there's the matinee and the mid-show and the late show.
Oh, but nothing changes between the three?
Not that I could tell.
Oh, okay.
Well, they do work blue in the last one.
Shut up.
Suck my balls. That was funny.
Nah, not really.
Well, I won't give you that it was funny. I will give you it didn't necessitate that response.
Compromise. That's what relationships are all about.
But like, so to view it, you got to get there fucking early and get a fast pass for the show.
Oh,
like,
really?
The park opened at 10. I was in line. I got to the front of the fast pass line. Granted, I didn't get there exactly at 10, but I got to the front of the 10 cast line. I was like, that is weird that they've added a 10 cast line and we still only have like three listeners. Like, you would think we'd be more popular if we're getting some exposure. I was in the fast pass line. I think I got up to the front at 10:50 something. I had missed the entire first show. Like, I had to get a ticket for the second show. I was like, damn, these shits go fast. And so then once you get the fast pass, you have to show up an hour before the show to stand there and wait to be shuttled in where you stand there to watch the show. At least, I don't know if this is true for all the color. I was the blue section. So I basically got to watch the show from a really shitty distance the first time, because an hour before your show is the other show. So I'm sitting there watching the show. I'm like, oh, well, spoiler alert.
Well, so it's where the roller coaster is and everything, where it has that water area, right?
Yeah, it's all over the water area.
So they block that whole area off?
Yeah, they closed all the rides back there.
Wow.
Not permanently, but I mean just during the show.
Wow, okay. You know what? They should let people sit up in the little Ferris wheel. You know, like if you get like a super extra early pass, you can sit up in the Ferris wheel and watch it.
The Ferris wheel is actually part of the show.
Oh! Well, there you go. Spoiler alert!
Well, then you can be part of the show in the Ferris wheel.
Nope, you be dead. No, but like it's like the Bellagio fountains mixed with, like there's fire effects and laser effects, and then also that effect that they use in Fantasmic where they project animation onto mists of water. I don't know, I want to say it's like a choreographed water dance, but with just like more vibrant colors and the fire. Everybody loves the fire effect. Fire effect is cool.
Who doesn't love fire?
People love fire.
Because it's like dancing fire fountains as well. It's like fucking water and fire? Those aren't supposed to be friends, but somehow they made it happen.
Isn't that kind of like what they used to have at,
You can do it.
Not Pirates of the Caribbean, but the water right next to it. Didn't we see some fire show there?
Are you talking about Treasure Island?
Yes.
Theirs is more of a... Oh, God, I actually just saw it when I was in Vegas. Fuck, it's cheesy. It's a lot of fucking gay-ass pop singing and not a lot of fireworks.
No, sorry, not Treasure Island in Vegas. At Disneyland, I thought we saw some boat show or something.
Oh, Fantasmic.
Is that what we saw?
Yeah,
that
I was fire, like, you right? didn't realize I just referenced it.
Yeah. Oh, okay, sorry.
No problem. It's similar. It's not really similar to Fantasmic, because Fantasmic is more of a show. Not a very good description. I want to say Fantasmic tells a story, but it doesn't really. It sort of does, but it's a very loose theme of Mickey is dreaming, and we get to see it, and he's dreaming about various Disney shows. Whereas World of Color didn't bother with that pretense. It was just like, look, here's a bunch of clips of shit cut together. And, like, you know, we do water and fire and laser dances in celebration of each thing. But, like, you know, there's live action people dancing around, firing things at, you know, like the pirate ship going rolling by and people dancing. There's no humans in World of Color. It's all water and projection and stuff and music.
Crazy.
Yeah, it is cool. I enjoyed it. I don't know if I will show up at the park opening wait for the thing and stay till the last dog is hung to watch it again. Like, I may just try and get reservations to eat dinner at the restaurant where you can sit on the thing and watch it.
Was that a Michael Vick reference?
Who's what?
Waiting until the last dog is hung?
Was that a joke, Andy?
No, I've seriously never heard that phrase before.
You've never heard stay till the last dog is hung?
No, it sounds horrible.
You know what? I'm going to tweet this. I'm going to find out if people have ever heard the phrase, wait till the last dog is hung.
I haven't heard it either,
H-U-N-G, like strung up by the neck until dead. Right? I'm not mishearing.
Yes.
I'm
maybe
not mishearing
hot dogs. I don't know, baby.
Speaking of tweets, as I have started to do now, I threw out on the Tancast Twitter that we are looking for any suggestions for what we should talk about in the show. And Yensid89 asked if there were any epic Tan House road trips that ever happened.
Well, there was our 24 hours of Disney.
I was reminded of it because it's not quite what I did. Because I was already down in L.A., but then I drove back, slept for 2 hours, woke up, and did this Tancast. Well, I could have slept for 3 hours, thanks to Captain Late Andy, but I didn't.
There you go.
I was IMing with Noah. I was like, I'm thinking about taking a nap. And Noah was like, he said he was going to be here 20 minutes ago, and that was 10 minutes ago. I was like, you're right. I won't take a nap. And then 40 minutes later, the world unleashed its Andy.
You could have been a Dreamland. Yeah. What's up, Claudia Schiffer? What?
I had time to rub one out first.
You're like,
well,
oh, what's up, Grandma Girl? How'd you get in here? Can I stick my comma in your... What?
Hey, speaking of rubbing one out, remember that big titty girl that Noah rediscovered and we discovered last week?
Yeah.
According to her MySpace, she lives in Stockton.
I saw that, too.
Wow.
Time to go back to Stockton.
She can't be that hard to find.
Like, part of me thinks, like, really? Will she really put that on there? But part of me thinks it's like, well, if you could put where you live, why would you put Stockton?
Hey.
Like, if it wasn't true.
Oh, I see. Where do I live? Stockton, motherfucker, represent.
That's what makes me think it's true. What? It's like, why would you pick that place, like, as the fictional place you live? If you could just pick any place in the world.
Yeah, There was some tweet on there about moving from Arizona to California, and then I saw the MySpace and saw Stockton on there. I was like, oh, so you moved from somewhere hot, hot, hot ass hot to somewhere hot ass hot. Congrats.
My wife was flying across the country, and she had to stop over in Phoenix. Well, she had two stopovers, actually. It seemed like quite a hellish flight. It was like 11 hours of travel. But anyway, so she texted me from Phoenix. How the fuck do people live in Phoenix? It is fucking hot out here. Like, that was just a little thing between the airplane and the terminal. It was just so fucking hot. I was like, they're being punished for sins against God. It was just funny. I get this text. I'm like, oh, she's checking in to say that she landed. And I read, why the fuck do people live in Phoenix? Or how the fuck, not why the fuck.
Why the fuck's good, too?
True dat.
Oh, but it's a dry heat. Yeah, you know what, motherfucker? When I can't blink anymore because my eyes have literally glued open, that's a too dry heat. That's not a dry heat.
Oh, so anyway, so I didn't, you know, drive down from the Bay Area, go to Disneyland and drive back, but I did go to Disneyland all day until after closing and then drive back, which... I was worried. I'm like, I don't know if I'm as young as I used to. I don't know if I can hang with it, but I'm okay.
Good.
Other than random...
As he falls asleep through the podcast. Tim?
Other than the random heart attack I had while I was sleeping. And I don't mean on the road. I mean, after I got home, I was like, all right, now it's time to go to bed. And all of a sudden, like, I woke up and my heart was just pounding in my chest and I had this overwhelming sense of panic.
I've had that. I just like it.
I was like, what? What? What the fuck? I'm sleeping. There's no need for a panic attack now.
I just like that sensation more since my dad died.
I imagine, yes.
Because I wake up and like, it's not just the, what the fuck's my heart racing for? Before it was like, geez, heart, what's going on? Now it's like, am I dying? Is this what happened to dad?
Oh, that's no. Oh, sir. You'll be all right, baby.
Yeah, I tell you what, you know what feels just like a heart attack, apparently? Panic.
That is unfortunate.
Yeah, because I got myself all worked up and was like, is this a panic attack or a heart attack? So I looked up what the symptoms were of both. Yeah, same.
That sucks.
Unless you're having a heart attack severe enough where you actually get that, like, shooting pain down the left arm. Yeah, yeah, minor heart attack and a panic attack are apparently diagnostically very similar for the person who's experiencing them.
That is unfortunate.
Yeah.
A comedian I was working with found out the hard way that one of the another symptom of having a heart attack is feeling tired. Doesn't that suck?
Wow. It's like, oh, I need more sleep.
No, you're no. dying.
Yeah, turns out you're having a heart attack.
You need angioplasty.
But he was okay. Obviously he's okay because he told you about it.
Yeah, yeah. But they had to, like, have open heart surgery and crack his ribs open. I'm like, Jesus Christ, dude. And now he was looking at, there was pizza in the green room, and he was looking at it longingly. I was like, aw.
Oh, I mean, that's not funny, but it's funny and sad.
Because I know that can't be too long from being me. I am not paying any attention to my cholesterol. In fact, I've not even had a doctor check it because I don't want to know.
You should know, Tim. You should do it.
Nah, fuck it.
Tim, I want you to live a long life. I want to be old together with you, buddy.
I'll be old. I'll just be, you know, there'll be problems. I'll be mostly mechanical like Darth Vader.
Have you seen that kitty cat that got fake back legs?
Yes.
No.
Bionic kitten.
They look like little... Well, it doesn't really look very high tech. It looks like someone just shoved some Twizzler sticks up his hind legs.
Robo-cat.
They're not even... Meow. I don't think they're even, like, robotic. They're just, like, these little sticks.
No, they're like the springy sticks.
Oh,
like,
I'm
becoming
like
less and less interested in this as Noah describes it. Oh, someone shoved some sticks up there. They're not even robotic. It's not even a live cat. You know what? It didn't happen.
I guess they're springy. There you go.
Whee! When I think high tech, I think springy.
Mm-hmm.
Bouncy, bouncy.
Slinky is high tech.
Slinky is not springy. Slinky is like the opposite of springy.
A slinky.
Okay. Right. Slinky am springy.
Should we wrap
See?
This motherfucker
that was
up?
Bizarro.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. Bizarro!
Bizarro.
Bizarro!
I'm helping. I love you. Sorry, that was a C-Lab 2021 reference.
Okay.
I thought you were just telling us you love us.
No, no. So yeah, 24 Hours of Disney. Epic 10 house road trip. Basically exactly what it sounds like. It was like 3 a.m. Well, it was before 3 a.m. We were all up pretty fucking late. Like, we stayed up until like 11 or midnight or something like that. Then we all like caught a quick nap. Then we all drug our tired asses out, hopped in the car. Most of the people slept on the drive from San Jose to Anaheim. Got out. Oh,
five or six
near...
hours for those of you who are not from this area.
Yeah, was it near the Grapevine that we had International House of Pancakes?
That is, we probably went post Grapevine.
Yeah, I think you're right. I can't remember where the IHOP was, but it was somewhere.
It's just past Magic Mountain.
Ah, yeah, then that's like the end of the Grapevine. Grapevine is a horrible, like, just step up in altitude and step right back down as you're entering L.A. from California Central Valley, for people who are not from California. It's epic for cars breaking down on it because it's fairly steep. You go up really high and then right back down again. Got to Disneyland pretty close to when it opened, as I recall.
Yeah.
Spent the day Disneying it up. And that was the time that you got really excited and ran over and sidecarded me, right, Tim? Sidecarred me, yes.
Oh, so it was the time we just went to Disney California Adventure?
Yes.
Okay, then yes. Then that was that time.
Yes.
That was the time where Noah discovered he did not like the swinging gondolas in the, what do you call it? Not fairy go round.
this is
That's
super.
In the Bay Area district of Disney's California.
I know what you're talking about. I loved it. It was sweet. It was a sweet ride.
That was the widest I've ever seen, Noah.
I was right there with you, dude. Noah and I were like gripping each other right in the middle of that Ferris wheel.
It's hard to tell when Andy turns white, though, because he's pretty white to start
with.
We call him Powder.
He can bring animals back to life.
I glowed like something ethereal and beautiful.
My balls.
That's my fear response. I glow like a glowworm.
That would be kind of sweet.
It would be. Actually, you know what? That would really come back to bite you in the ass because it's like you're afraid and you're hiding from somebody.
Oh, it just followed the light.
Well, you're right over there. God damn it. Stop glowing.
Whenever someone's hiding in fucking TV shows, they always breathe like fucking Darth Vader. Like, like, hey, you may want to, I know you've been running, but you may want to try really hard not to breathe so loud.
He has a machete. And it's one of those magical machetes that can cut clean through you at any point of your body with one swing.
You know what else he has? Ears.
I think he can hear you.
But anyway, the end of the epic story is that we drove back that night.
Yeah, we went to downtown Disney. What was it? House of Blues or something like that. Got some dinner. Left around 10-ish that night and drove all the way home. Got
all
back
the
in.
Way home.
Right
all
around
way
3.
Home.
It was 24 hours of Disney. You drove from Disneyland until we were past the Grapevine, right, Tim? On the way home. I think I did all the rest of that driving because I am not a good passenger, especially in cars I own.
I thought it was the reverse, but... it really doesn't matter.
No one's going to fact check us.
I remember being in the back seat, and like every time the car would like speed up or slow down or swerve slightly, or I hear Tim cuss a little, like, I'd be like, just wide awake. Like, what happened? What are you doing? I love this car. Don't fuck it up. Come on.
I was thinking of the season finale of Mr. Belvedere and how I didn't like it. Go back to sleep.
Do you remember the season finale of Mr. Belvedere?
No.
Oh.
I think I can remember one episode of Mr. Belvedere, and it's actually just one line. Basically.
Oh, I think you used to say a lot, didn't you?
Could be. Yes, I worked it into a lot of things. The little kid in the show was videotaping his family for some reason, and so he was videotaping Mr. Belvedere as he was bringing, he was taking groceries out of the bag at, you know, to put them away, and he's taking them out, and he's taking them out, and he's trying to ignore the guy, and he's trying to ignore the guy, and finally he just turns to the camera and goes, "Beets, they're not just for breakfast anymore." I don't know why, that made me piss myself laughing.
I don't remember any episodes of Mr. Belvedere either. Like, someone did something that got in trouble. Hilarity ensues. I don't know.
Yeah. And Mr. Belvedere was very proper in English. Oh, yes.
Is that guy dead?
Probably. He was old and fat. Old and fat people tend to die.
I do remember another episode where the Bob Uecker character was given a chance to do, like, commentary on the news for sports. And everything he tried pissed off people. Oh, well, the first thing he said was that we should dump the national anthem in front of sporting events, and that pissed off people. And then the show ends with him going to go, like, you think he's going to apologize, but then he goes on and he says he reaffirms his decision that we should dump it, but because people don't care and people aren't respecting the flag like they used to back in the day, and so it becomes this pro-patriotic, we should respect our country when we're playing the national anthem, and people are like, that guy is okay, and then the credits roll over a freeze frame.
All right. Wasn't the Bob Uecker character essentially Bob Uecker?
Probably, I don't
know. Isn't any character Bob Uecker plays pretty much Bob Uecker?
Yeah, pretty much. And yes, Mr. Belvedere is dead. August 3rd, 2001.
Who cares?
Apparently they didn't feel the need to rent out the Staples Center for his funeral.
Apparently not.
Who would have thunk?
I would say people who saw Mr. Belvedere. Noah?
Usher didn't feel the need to touch his coffin. singing the theme song.
Maybe Usher did touch his own coffee, you know what I'm saying? Biggity bang.
Yeah.
What?
I don't know.
What? No.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got to go back to our 24 hours of Disney because there was one bit of really, really funny.
No.
Tim was bounding around, just super excited that we were going to Disney's California Adventure. Came racing up at me, leapt towards my side, and threw his arms around my neck. So I just tossed a hand out over the outside thigh and caught him and kept on walking with Tim just hanging off my hip.
That's how you do it.
Long-time listeners of the show may remember that story from when we've told it before.
Oh, that's right. Sorry, I don't listen to our show. I just always loved that story. It was so cute. Because you seemed so surprised that I just grabbed you and kept on going.
I was quite surprised. New listeners of the show may be surprised at what a dick Tim is for fucking calling Andy out on his shit.
But don't be.
Super new listeners to the show would be surprised. People have listened to a couple of episodes, know what to expect.
Tim's a dick.
In fact, start introducing yourself like that. Say, hi, I'm Tim. I'm the dick in Tancast.
Yeah, the big dick.
No, that's Noah.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I know.
A couple things to plug before we go. I was just on a comedy show in Meltdown Comics in Los Angeles. That's why I happened to be in the area to go to Disneyland. And they were streaming it online. I didn't know I was in the show until pretty close to show date. I'm like, oh, fuck, I'm in that show.
How did you
not
know?
My name's on that poster.
They didn't tell you?
I think he did, but somehow the signals got crossed. Like, I thought I was on the August show.
Okay. Man, that would have been very unfortunate if you hadn't realized that.
Yes. But then I've also found out when I was there that they were streaming the show online. And so I went to go get my laptop out of the car to tweet to everyone to go to watch it online. And the laptop died.
Lovely.
Like, I press the on button, and it, like, the power light comes on for a second, and then goes right back off. Not even a second. It just goes, light, oh, fuck it.
Hmm.
So that sucked. But here's a link. If you want to watch the performance I did, because it was fun. If you're into nerdy comic book shit. Actually, it's in four parts of all the comedians. You can see if you want, but my specific link is just to my part of the show, but all the other ones will be on the sidebar there. Anyway, it was a good show. And in the audience, Jerry Brandt from Drinking Buddies. Who has very nice things to say about our podcast, most of them undeserved.
Let's be fair, all of them undeserved.
Touche. He's like, I know you guys like to be self-deprecating, but the show is really good. I'm like, no, we're just being honest. The show's not that good.
It really is just a form of verbal masturbation.
And I just jizzed all over your ear. How do you like that?
What? I can't hear you. There's jizz in my ear.
You might get an STD. Wah, wah, wah.
Oh, and this is for Kristen. I watched some more Futurama episodes, the new ones. It seems to be getting funnier,
yep.
Or at least the newest one was quite funny.
I watched the first two. Okay, I haven't watched the third one.
Fuck. I'm really pissed off at Comedy Central because apparently they decided to start and stop Futurama a couple of minutes off.
Son of a bitch.
So I keep the last two episodes, I've missed like whatever the last little tag joke is both times.
And people wonder why their shows get downloaded.
Yeah, and you know what's really pissing me off is Comedy Central pulled all of their shows off of Hulu and haven't fucking put Futurama up onto ComedyCentral.com.
Assholes.
Yeah, so... Hey.
I was pissed off at Comcast because it decided when I said to record not only all of the Colbert Report, but an extra minute, it thought I just meant record a minute of Colbert Report.
Mm.
I'm like, oh, that's helpful if he decided to condense the show down to a minute. As he didn't, fuck you. And what? Oh, also Hell's Kitchen. It was a two-hour episode of Hell's Kitchen. Comcast said, I'll give you 45 minutes, and then you can figure out who won, who lost, what they made, what they ate. Fuck you. I'm Comcast. Lick a dick.
You know
what? Are you really into that part of it, Tim?
Basically, you have to watch the setup to enjoy Gordon Ramsay pissing on people.
Okay.
Because he's good at it.
Fair enough.
Like, I don't know if it's just manufactured and he's not really that angry, but I don't care. I enjoy whatever the ride is, I'm enjoying taking it.
My coworker, when I worked at Borland, said it was all made up. He said, like, he has, like, another cooking show over the pond and where he's all, like, nice and sweet to people.
So he just hates Americans.
But
he's got a bajillion cooking shows.
But, like, it seems like me and you were watching a couple clips, Tim. It seems like you cannot write the shit he was saying to those people. Like, it seems like he's just coming off the top of his head. So he has some dick in there somewhere. Like, when he's all, don't mind the old bag.
I like we told the girl to get her boobs off his counter.
You should link those, Tim, since we're talking about them. And they're funny.
I count on it.
Anyways, we should wrap this up because I still got stuff to do before Tim comes over and we rub our cocks together.
Yay, cock rubbing.
Touch the tips
together.
I still got
to get some hummus on the way there.
Pretend I'm there.
So, everyone, even though you listened to this after the 4th, I hope you had a wonderful and safe 4th of July. Had some good barbecue.
Especially all you folks in Australia and England and China.
Bing, 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 bing.
There's your racism.
Yep.
Wait, did fireworks come from China or Japan? China?
China.
Well, thank
China,
you, Chinese.
Gunpowder.
You make our 4th of July wonderful.
You also sell us our shitty little American flags that we can wave and and scream about the horrors of, you know, communist China. In our maiden...
I very seldom scream about the horrors of communist China while waving my American flag on fucking 4th of July.
Maybe you should start, Tim. Maybe yep. You should start.
Goddamn communists.
Day. Oh, communist China!
Damn communists who made my cheap socks and this flag.
Who keeps inviting that guy to the party? Trying to have some hot dogs. Or some burgers, sans onions.
Mm.
Follow us on Twitter, @Tancast. Oh, and everyone, I think... People who are being followed on Tancast and being followed by me, I may unfollow you on my own account, just because I get, the way I have my Twitter set up, I get two notices of your tweets, which I don't really need to see. One's good enough. So, it's nothing personal. I'm going to see your stuff anyways.
Speaking of tweets, we should go out on this one from Alyssa. Her suggestion was, I wish I had something clever to suggest. I don't. So, suck my rhetorical nuts.
Slurp-a-derp-derp.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Unfortunately for you, you've just listened to an episode of TANcast. Check out our official website at TANcast.com, where you can find the show notes for this or any other episode. You can read our blog. You can find links to our Facebook fan page, our Twitter page, our YouTube page, and our official TANcast store. You can email us at fucktards@TANcast.com or yourmom@TANcast.com, or you can email the guys individually at TimAndyOrNoah@TANcast.com. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid, who created the official TANcast theme song. Don't forget, you can find us on iTunes by searching for TANcast, where you can subscribe to us and write us a review so others can find us. Thank you again for putting up with our bullshit. We'll see you next time on TANcast. TANcast.
What was this sudden intense pain in my jaw?
From all that dick you've been sucking, faggot.
All that dick.
What you gonna do? What you gonna do with all that dick?
All that dick up inside your mouth. I'm gonna suck that dick. Suck that dick, suck that dick. Oh, we all wish we had high school girlfriends who sang that song.
How could they? My dick was in their mouth. Boom! No, it wasn't.
Shall we sync up?
Yeah, let's do it, baby. Yeah. Yeah. They're making another Austin Powers. Did you know that, Tim?
About time.
Really?
No.
Oh, okay.
I feel the Austin Powers movies said all they needed to say by the end of two.
What was three? Which one had all the, like, they're making the Austin Powers movie and had, like, Tom Cruise and...
I think that was three.
Okay. I thought that part was funny.
Oh, yeah.
Why is your wife in Pittsburgh?
She is visiting some friendy friends.
How come you don't get to go?
Orphanage days. I was not necessarily invited.
What?
Which is fine, because I would have had to pay for the plane ticket over there, which made the trip twice as expensive.
Fair enough. That bitch is a traveling fool.
Yeah.
All right, that's it. That's all I got to say about that. That's all I got to say about that.
Okay, Jenny.
Hey.
Roommate's bathrobe with my jism. Jism, Jenny!
That would be a...
Bend
much...
over and take it like a bitch! I'm going to fuck you!
They made Forrest Hump,
asshole.
Right?
What?
They made Forrest Hump, right?
Sure, I believe Forrest Hump, Foreskin Hump, Foreskin in your dump.
Blue Movies, Forrest Hump.
Did you just say something into your iPhone to have it look it up?
No. I looked up something and then I read the title.
Oh, okay.
Although I could do that.
I believe you. I don't want you to think I doubt you.
Don't you doubt me!
Okay. All right, man.
All right. I got a recipe today, too. A recipe I haven't made yet, but I will make it today. And me and you will find out together how it is, Tim.
Excellent.
And I'm modifying it a little bit just for you, buddy, because you don't like onions.
Hey, thank you. I love you.
I miss you guys.
Now, I forget, do you actually not like onions, or you just don't like the after effect of onions?
A little of both.
Okay. And what's your favorite root beer?
Mug, but I've given up soda.
What?
I've given up soda.
I bought Mug for you today.
I'm going to drink soda today, and I'm going to love it.
And I was happy I picked the right one. Why you got pissed at my dreams, Tim? Why you got pissed at my dreams?
I don't know. It's what I do.
It's just like
I'm a dream pisser.
Like to lose that little belly fat?
No, Danelle gave up alcohol, so I'm giving up soda.
What? You guys are going to be the gayest people to travel to Vegas with ever.
Wait, why does soda affect our good time in Vegas? Oh, fucking Babs, I'm drinking soda.
Because.
Why is this party so gay? I think it's because Homo McFaggot Lips over there keeps turning down Cokes left and right.
I was going to go on a Coke binge with you, baby.
Coke binge.
That usually means something way different.
What?
Oh.
I was wondering why it was so expensive.